Welcome to another episode of the Daily Stoic Podcast. On Thursdays, we do double duty, not just reading our daily meditation, but also reading a passage from the book, The Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living, which I wrote with my wonderful co-author and collaborator, Stephen Hanselman. And so today, we'll give you a quick meditation from one of the Stoics, from Epictetus, Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, then some analysis from me, and then we send you out into the world to do your best to turn these words into works. I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. There's a lot of things we know would be good for us. Problem is, we don't have time. It's just tougher. I think therapy is like that. We all know that sitting down, talking to someone, really working on our issues will make a difference. So the problem is finding a therapist, driving across town, all of that, right? And that's where Talkspace comes in, today's sponsor. Because by doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easier, more accessible, and more affordable. With Talkspace, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. You can have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your home. And Talkspace is secure and private using the latest end-to-end grade encryption to store client information and complying with the latest HIPAA regulations. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to talkspace.com/stoic and enter code SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to talkspace.com/stoic and enter promo code SPACE80, that's 80, to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's talkspace.com/stoic, promo code SPACE80. If you can't stand the heat. It was Seneca who reminds us that life is no soft affair. Put aside his prescient warnings about fortune and adversity and difficulty, all of which feel rather relevant right now, and let's just focus on the world of ideas. The pursuit of wisdom is not an easy path. It's contentious. It's filled with disagreements and unpleasant ideas. And so you better toughen yourself up, because you're certainly going to have more luck thickening your skin than you will making the world a nice and pleasant place, you snowflake. If you're going to take a controversial view or even an ordinary stand in this life, you better get ready, because that stand is your problem. It's not everyone else's job to keep you feeling safe and supported. It's not the world's job to conform to your worldview. On the contrary, truth is a battlefield. You better be prepared to fight, to defend, to be challenged, because that's how ideas work. That's how truth is uncovered and vetted. Getting offended? That's your problem. Your problem. That someone else dared to express their opinion and you don't like it? Your problem. That the evidence is challenging what you like to believe, what you've gone on the record supporting? Your problem. Your problem. But as we said, it's also your opportunity to change your mind, to engage, to discuss, to question, to learn, to reply, to grow. If you can't do that, if you can't stand the heat, well, then get out of the kitchen and pack it in, because this life is not for you. If you want to make that pursuit of wisdom a more active part of your life, I recommend the Daily Stoic Read to Lead Challenge. All sorts of great practices based on Stoic philosophy that will help you become a better leader, and as a result, a better leader, and I think a wiser and a less fragile person. You can check that out at dailystoic.com/read. And of course, if you join Daily Stoic Life, you get that course and all the other courses totally for free. We'd love to have you. See you soon. Don't get mad. Get help. Are you angry when someone's armpits stink or when their breath is bad? What would be the point? Having such a mouth and such armpits, there is going to be some smell. You say they must have sense. Can't they tell how offensive they are? Well, you have sense too, so congratulations. Use your natural reason to awaken there. Show them, call it out. The person will listen, then you'll have cured them without useless anger. No drama or unseemly show required. Marcus Aurelius' Meditations 5:28. And I'm reading to you today from the Daily Stoic 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living by yours truly and my co-author and translator, Stephen Hanselman. You can get signed copies, by the way, in the Daily Stoic store. Over a million copies of the Daily Stoic in print now. It's been just such a lovely experience to watch it spend more than 250 weeks, consecutive weeks on the bestseller list. It's just an awesome experience. But hope you check it out. We have a premium leather edition at store.dailystoic.com as well. But let's get on with today's reading. I will say, one of the benefits of the pandemic is I had not gotten on a plane since March 2020. I will say it was easier to be patient with people, not having to sit in a small metal tube with them. And then for the launch of Courage is Calling, I did have to travel for the first time. I was vaccinated. I took precautions, of course. But it was a reminder that, man, getting out there in the world, nothing equalizes us and reveals the flaws of the human species quite like the stresses and strains of travel. And although I wrote this now several years ago, I could have written it on the flights I was just on. The person sitting next to you on the plane, the one who is loudly chattering and knocking around in your space, the one you're grinding your teeth about because they're, I don't know, not wearing their mask, because they're clearly shouldn't be traveling, because they are encroaching in your seat, the one you are hating from the depths of your soul because they're rude, ignorant, and obnoxious. In these situations, you might feel it takes everything you have to restrain yourself from murdering them. But it's funny how that thought comes into our heads before, you know, politely asking them to stop or making the minor scene of asking for a different seat. We'd rather be pissed off, bitter, raging inside than risk an awkward conversation that might actually help this person and make the world a better place. We don't just want people to be better. We expect it to magically happen, that we can simply will other people to change, burning holes into their skull with our angry stare. Although when you think about it that way, it does kind of make you wonder who the rude one actually is. Again, traveling seems to bring out the worst in us. God forbid you ever get on a Frontier or a Spirit Airlines flight. But the point is, we jam ourselves in these stressful situations and then we don't communicate. And I think it's a decent metaphor for life, too. I mean, so often I feel like anytime I'm in an argument with my wife or I lose my cool with my kids, it's because something's been building, 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 and I haven't spoken up about it, and I didn't take the time to be patient and self-controlled earlier, speak up, adjust things, communicate, and then I'm acting like it's their fault that I'm upset, right? And this is what we do. Have you ever actually said, hey, could you not recline your seat? Or, hey, that's my armrest. Or, hey, you just spilled that all over me. Or, hey, you're snoring really, really loudly. I remember I was on a flight a couple years ago. It was a red-eye flight from Milan to Brazil. And, you know, we took off at like, we were supposed to take off at 5. We ended up taking off at like 9. It was super delayed. So like 2 hours into the flight, the people in the two seats next to me are chattering away as if it's, you know, not now late at night and this is the window to sleep. And I remember just going, you know, I'm going to say something. I just said, hey, I'm like exhausted. Is there any way you can keep it down? And they were like, oh my gosh, we were wired, we blah, 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 blah. And then they were so nice and quiet because I said it politely. I didn't store up my anger and then vomit all over them. I didn't store it up and then not be able to sleep because I was so angry. I just spoke up. I said it kindly, patiently. Remember, you can do these things kindly. It does take some courage and self-control to speak up, to say what you think, to ask for what you need. That is an important part. And then you never know. Look, they could have responded like jerks, and oftentimes people do respond like jerks. But that this, too, is an opportunity to practice some of those same virtues again. So don't stew, don't resent, don't be bitter, don't expect they magically know. You know, they could be going through something. They could be dealing with something. They could also, and this is the case, have no freaking clue that what they're doing is causing a negative externality for anyone else. Although, again, you shouldn't recline your seat on airplanes. It's just a basic kindness. You're taking space from the person behind you. And then people go, but they could just do it to the person behind them. That's exactly why a Stoic doesn't recline their seat. But I'm getting off on a tangent. Anyways, do the right thing, speak up, or, you know, Marcus Aurelius says, either instruct people or put up with them. So you got a choice. Be patient and endure it quietly without complaint, or politely speak up, see if you can reach them, see if you can make a difference, and then move on. All right. One other thing I would say that the pandemic has brought up about this is clearly we as a society have tolerated obscene and totally unacceptable behavior towards waiters and flight attendants and grocery store clerks and all. And it was only the pandemic that really revealed just how dependent we are on these people and just how they're putting their ass on the line every day for us. And then you're gonna go all Karen on them and treat them like crap. Not acceptable. So I would say you have to be patient, but the thing you can't accept is other people treating other people crappily, and you certainly don't want to be that person yourself. Rant over. Be well, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the Daily Stoic Podcast. Again, if you don't know this, you can get these delivered to you via email every day. You just go to dailystoic.com/email. So check it out, dailystoic.com/email. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.